You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Welcome again to our online service. We are on the 15th week of our The Gospel Explained. And today, we will be talking about the sovereignty of God. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to read Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 18. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then, it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then, he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today and ask that you would lead us and guide us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would soften our hearts and that we will listen to your word today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So when we look at this text in Romans chapter 9, 14 to 18, actually, ang titingnan po natin ngayon is not just this particular verses, but we are going to do a little bit of overview of chapter 9, 10, and 11. And so today, like what I said, what we will talk about is God's sovereignty. So just to define, ano po ba yung sovereignty? Okay, when we say that God is sovereign, we are saying that God's sovereignty is His right and power to do all He decides to do. Let me say that again. God's sovereignty is His right and power to do all that He decides to do. That's sovereignty. Okay, so when we talk about the sovereignty of God, we are looking at God's power. We're looking at God's right to do whatever He does and whatever He wills, He will do. Because that's who He is, meaning He is above everything. There is no one above the sovereign rule of God. He is the ruler of all things. And also, that means that He's independent from His creation. Okay, so He is ruling and reigning above all others, above all kings, above all powers. So He is ruling. When we say He is sovereign, there is no one above Him, and He is outside His creation. Now, that is not to say that He doesn't care with His creation, and that's what we will talk about the other part of this preaching today. He is sovereign. He is powerful. Okay, so that is what we mean when we say that God is powerful and sovereign. So, let me just give you an overview of chapter 9 through 11. At first, when I was actually reading this text and studying it, for a while, I thought, you know, parang parenthesis lang ito, no? Parang nag-jump, parang nag-divert si Apostle Paul in what he's trying to say. Kasi pag nadinidingnan ko, pinilit lang niya yung 9 to 11. Kasi pag tinignan mo, chapter 1 to 8, ang gara na, di ba? He's talking about, you know, the goodness of God, the gospel, that everyone is equal and everyone is the same, with the same footing with God. And then chapter 8, it tells you that His love is so great that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of God. What an amazing thing! And then ang maganda nung pagdating mo sa chapter 12, now He tells you, this is now how you ought to act. Okay, from 12 all the way to chapter 16, makikita mo doon, puro practical steps on the things that we ought to do, knowing that God loves us, knowing that He is amazing, knowing that we are more than conquerors, knowing that we are not right before Him, but it is all by His grace. Okay? So, yun yung tinignan, pag tinignan natin yun, so in the 9 to 11 is somehow parang, ha? Ano dito? Bakit siniksik ni pas ni Apostle Paul itong 9 to 11? But then the more I think about it, the more I read it, and then when I laid my eyes on these verses in chapter 9, verses 14 to 18, it actually gives me a better glimpse of what Paul is trying to do. Kasi mo pag tinignan po nitong chapter 9, 10, and 11, there is something that is very common. Okay, na makikita po natin at the beginning of each chapter, makikita mo yung heart ni Paul for the people of Israel. So, you know, you'll see that in verses, makikita mo sa chapter 9, he would even go as far as saying that he would rather be cursed. Okay, so that the people of Israel will come to know the Lord. And then in chapter 10, he says that, you know, I bear witness that they have the seal of God and yet it's just at the wrong place. Okay, their seal for God is in the wrong place. Very similar to what happened to Apostle Paul, if you will remember his story. And then chapter 11, he says, okay, again, talking about the people of God again, Israel, the nation of Israel, his fellow countrymen. You know, when you think about this, iniisip ko lang po, no? I know this is ahead of ourselves, pero let me just give a quick application even at this very moment. No? Pag tinignan po ninyo ito, yung heart ni Apostle Paul for his people, it's just amazing. And I hope and pray that is the same heart we have for our own people. Yung pong hindi pa po nakakilala sa Panginoon, I hope that we have the same heart for them, like the Apostle Paul. No, when he was talking about the people of God, when he was talking about the people of Israel, he was praying and hoping that they will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Di ba ba ganun din yung mga tao na kakilala natin? Maaring their zeal for God is amazing. Talagang makikita mo na they want to serve God, and yet it's just at the wrong place. And I pray that we will be like Apostle Paul. We would pray that the doors will be open. We would pray that the sovereignty of God will work in their lives, that they will come to know the Lord as well. So kung meron pa po kayong kamag-anak na hindi pa po nangakalala sa Panginoon, this is the time to really just pray for them and ask the Lord to show them His sovereignty, His power. So yun po yung makikita natin, ano, in chapter 9 to 11. And then makikita rin po natin kasi parang merong tension, no? And you'll see this in almost the entire book of the letter, na parang merong tension between the Gentiles and the Jews. Or the Jews and the Gentiles. So makikita natin yan in the beginning, in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. Okay, and then in chapter 4, he talked about that, you know, he actually redefined what Israel is all about. That true Israel are those people who are circumcised not by the flesh, but with their heart. And that is quite astounding when Paul said that. And then here again, he will say it in a different way. And I think, I also, baka kailangan lang po natin balikan, yung history po nito, you know, this church in Rome at the beginning was predominantly Jewish people. And yet, after something happened in 49 AD where all the Jewish people were kicked out of Rome, when they came back in 54 AD, the church is now predominantly Gentiles. So, medyo nagkakaroon po ng tension, no? And Paul is trying to correct this idea because somehow, the Gentiles are getting, parang lumalaki yung ulo nila na feeling na kami na ngayon ang favored ni God. And so, he is trying to bring them back to where it all started. So yun po yung ating makikita rito, no? So we will be looking at three things in the book in this preaching today. Number one, that God is sovereign. He does whatever He wills to do. Okay, we can see that clearly in verses 14 and 15. Let me read that to you again. So what shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. Eh? For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. Now, here is what Paul is saying, okay? Ito yung mga tao are asking a question na ayaw nilang tanungin ng malakasan, di ba? They have questions, pero ayaw nilang itanong, natatakot sila o nahihiya sila. And yet, the Apostle Paul actually asked the question, tanungin na natin, okay, may injustice ba kay God? Is God unjust? Now, where did that all come from? Well, when we read the entire chapter, makikita po natin na parang, again, it's the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God is He does whatever He wills to do. That's what He is, okay? That's what it means when we say that He's sovereign. So Paul is answering, is there injustice on God? And Paul, straight away, talagang sinagot niya na yan para wala nang tanungan. By no means. By no means, there is no injustice in God. Because he wanted them to see that God is sovereign. No one dictates what God will do. No one can dictate. You can't dictate on God. I can't dictate on God. But God is on the, you know, on top of everything. And He is sovereign, meaning He is in control of everything. And He has the right and the power to do all that He decides to do. You see, when you read that, and then you have to understand, teka muna, bakit ba sinabi ni Paul to? What shall we say then? Meron bang injustice kay God? Kasi dinigyan po natin yung verse 13. Verse 13, and papapalik po, babalik po, no? And you can actually start that in chapter 9, verse 6. Ang tinanong kasi dito, as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Now, bakit niya sinasabi ito? Well, I think the reason why Paul is trying to bring them back to this is, again, gusto niyang ibalik lahat yung tao kung saan ba talaga yung nangyari, saan ba talaga ito nagsimula. And that is why it's important to go to chapter 9, verse 6 and following. Kasi doon po natin makikita. And Paul is saying that there is no injustice in God. Not only that, God's word never fails. Let me say that again to you. God's word will never fail. Whatever God says, it will happen. It will happen. You know why? Because He's faithful. That is why we call Him faithful. Okay? Pagka sinabi ni God ito, itong mangyayari. And so when we look at verse 6, let me read that to you. In verse 6, chapter 9, it says, "But it is not as though the word of God has failed." So it makes me mean, what Paul is saying, hindi nag-fail yung word ni God. Whatever God promised to do, whatever God purposed to do, it will happen. It will come to pass. Ano ba yung argument dito? Again, the argument here is the people of God. Who are the people of God? Yung promise ba ni God kay Abraham all the way in chapter 12 of Genesis, nag-fail ba? Kasi yung mga tao, yung mga Israelites at this point are not believing the Messiah, and many of them are not believing in the Messiah. But there are people who also believe in God. And you know, Paul is one of them. And the apostles were also one of those. Okay? So, when he was saying, so Paul is now trying to tell them, okay, God's word never fails. And His promise will not fail. That's what His sovereignty is all about. Okay? He promised this, He purposed this to happen, it will come to pass. And this is the same thing, okay, what he said here in verse 6, it says, "So then, for not all who are the descendants of Israel belong to Israel." So what he's saying is exactly the same thing he said in chapter 2, and also the same this what he said in chapter 4. Okay, balikan na lang po ninyo yun in your reading, no? Para makita niyo po. Paul is consistent in what he's saying. So, he said this, okay? Then let's go to verse 10 to 13. Itong sinasabi ni Paul, okay? "And not only so, but also Rebecca," because he was talking about Isaac first. Sabi niya Isaac, okay, to explain that not all the descendants of Abraham belong to Israel. Pinakita niya yun, only the, you know, the children of promise, and that is Isaac. I mean, everyone that comes from the lineage of Isaac is the children of promise. They are the true Israel, that Paul is saying at this time. And then he said, okay, this also happened in the life of Rebecca and Isaac. God purposed something. Okay, verse 10, it says, "And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man." This is about Isaac. "Our forefathers, Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of Him who calls. And she was told, the older will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated." By the way, when you look at chapter 9, 10, and 11, napakadami pong Old Testament quotations here. Okay? Sa binilang ko po, yung mga direct quotations, parang mga 25 or more. Others are saying there at least, mga actually hindi lang 25, but mga 60 to 65 Old Testament quotations, allusions na makikita mo in these three chapters. Can you imagine that? Paul was trying to tell the people that he was writing to that all the word of God is true and it will not fail. That is why he put a lot of the Old Testament quotations here to show them this is what God has promised and this is what is going to happen. So He's sovereign. His word will never fail. He would do whatever He wills to do. Ang tanong nga, have you been in a situation wherein ang feeling mo, meron kang control. And yet, when it turns out, parang wala kang control. Naranasan niyo ba yun? You know, when you try to, you know, create a meeting on Zoom, meron kang Zoom meeting, you prepared everything, your computer are all set, you know, your naka-set up na yung desk mo, meron ka ng account, everything is set, and then all of a sudden, nawalan ka ng internet. Diba? You have no control over that. And it gets really frustrating, right? Pagka yung hindi mo makontrol yung mga bagay-bagay, yung nahuhulog ka sa meeting, diba? Ang ganda-ganda ng pinag-usapan, and all of a sudden, biglang may sinasabi, nawala ka. And you missed what was said. But when we say that God is sovereign and He's in control, nothing like that could ever occur or happen to God. So maybe at this point, nakikita mo na that God is sovereign. Pero tinatanong pa rin, pero parang unjust pa rin si God? Kasi lalo na nung sinabi doon that Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Now when you look at that word hate, it's not necessarily mean na kinasusuklaman ni Lord si Esau. By the way, this particular verse, it's a direct quotation from Malachi chapter 1. And this is way after they were born. This is now talking about nations. Esau represents Edom. Right? So, you know, what God is saying here is not, again, that Hebrew word hate, okay, the Hebrew word hate actually could mean loveless or less favored. So, hindi kinasusuklaman. Hindi po sinasabi ni Lord na kinasuklaman niya si Esau. Because when you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20, it says, but by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. So, he was also blessed. Esau was also blessed by God. And when you look at their story, makikita mo, they were blessed with 12 tribes as well. You know, the Edomites. God has blessed them. But, they were not as favored as Israel. Why? Kasi nga may plano si God. And that leads us to the next point. Number two is God is sovereign. He rules with mercy. Hindi ba napaka-comforting nun? No, God is sovereign. Yes, He can do whatever He wills to do. But the amazing thing is the assurance that we could have is that He is also merciful. Now, when you look at mercy, let me just read verse 16 to you first, okay? So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. So yes, God can do whatever He wills to do. He will show mercy on anyone He wishes to show mercy. And He will show compassion to anyone to whoever He wishes to show compassion. That is the assurance that we have. The assurance that we have is that God is powerful, that God is sovereign, that He can do whatever He wants to do, but He is also merciful. See, God showing favor to Jacob over Esau was an act of mercy. Because they haven't done anything yet. Remember, the verse says, you know, they were not even born yet. God has already made a proclamation. God has already sovereignly chose someone. Showing favor to Jacob was an act of mercy. And if God showed less favor to Esau, it was only because he was accomplishing something greater for the good of all. So again, when you look at that word mercy, kailangan i-define po natin in a little while. In the same way, God showed favor to Moses and not to Pharaoh. It was also an act of mercy. Again, pag tinignan niyo yung story dito, makikita niyo yung story ni Pharaoh. No? Again, to show that God is the one who gives mercy to whom He will show mercy. And if God showed less favor to Pharaoh, it was only because He was accomplishing something greater for the good of all. But everything God does is merciful. Because not only is He sovereign, but He's also merciful. Kaya pag iniisip mo yung mga tao ngayon, no? Mga iniisip mo yung mga tao ngayon na hindi naniniwala sa Panginoon at marami pa rin, you know, hindi pa rin nagsusumusuko sa buhay nila. At the end, they end up in hell. You know, I am sure that God has given them a lot of opportunities to respond to the gospel and yet they rejected him. Now, when you look at the story of Pharaoh, hindi ba, pag tinignan mo po yan sa Exodus, he first hardened his heart. many times before God finally hardened his heart. And it's the same with chapter 1 of Romans. When you look at that, God stepped back because people, knowing the truth, they suppressed the truth. Knowing, because seeing the goodness and the invisible character of God, they suppressed the truth. People suppressed the truth. And because of that, God had to step back. And it's the same is true with what's happening, with what happened to Pharaoh. So the passage explained the sovereignty of God and his sovereign will, okay, for the people. And that is for our own salvation, because you have to understand that the salvation came from the tribe of Isaac, okay, from that lineage of Isaac. That is why verse 16 says, so then it depends not on human will. You see, again, mercy is like grace. Mercy is like grace. Grace, when we say grace, palagi naiintindihan natin, di ba? Unmerited favor. This is something you did not earn. But you know what? When you look at mercy, it's also the same way. Mercy is something that you don't deserve. You don't work for it. You don't earn it. It is given freely to you. And that's how God is. When we look at chapter 9, verse 7, it says that, you know, Isaac was the child of promise. And that is why the promise was given him. It was God's sovereignty and mercy. And then when you look at Jacob with Esau and, you know, and Jacob and Esau, again, they had done nothing either good or bad, but it was God's choosing and calling. Chapter 11, let me read this to you. This is very important. Chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. This is what it reads. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Again, God is merciful and gracious. So let me define mercy. Mercy is God showing goodness to those who are hurting and in need. That's what mercy is. Ang dami pong Greek word, ang dami pong Hebrew word na pwede nating pagtingnan at pagtagni-tagnian kasi marami pong expression yung mercy ni God. Grace is God showing goodness to persons who deserve only separation from God or severity and had no reason to expect anything but severity, meaning talagang judgment and separation from God. So when you look at that, none of us deserve His mercy. None of us deserve His grace. And yet, He showed it to us. Not because of the good things we have done, but because He calls us for a certain purpose. In the same way He called the nation of Israel, the same way He called Isaac, the same way He called Jacob, the same way He called the Apostle Paul. He has a purpose. But can you imagine a God who is sovereign but not merciful? Or can you imagine a God who is merciful but has no power? I remember in the early 90s when I was still young and ministering to people dun sa prison. I'm not gonna name the place. Okay, it's a prison ministry. I was involved in going to the prison and preaching the gospel to prisoners. And it is really, it's so heartbreaking to hear some of these people na nandun sa preso for many years and yet, napaka-petty ng crime nila. And I wanted to help them, but I don't have the power to do it. But God is not that way. God has the power to change things. And He also merciful. Hey, maybe a good example of someone who is powerful but has no mercy, yung pag binaisipan natin yung Marvel movies, di ba? Si Thanos. Thanos became so powerful pero wala siyang mercy. But God is both sovereign, powerful, He does whatever He wills to do, but He's also merciful. All the things He does is merciful. And that leads us to point number three. Point number three says, God is sovereign, He fulfills His purpose. Verse 17 and 18 reads, "For the scripture says to Pharaoh, 'For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.' So then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills." See, the idea of God's sovereignty and his mercy has something to do with his purpose, and his purpose will always prevail. Now, with the things that are happening in around us today, pag iniisip mo, Lord, you know, we've been praying and we've been asking God to intervene and to show us, you know, solution to this COVID problem, and yet parang hindi natin masyadong nakikita yung solution. But be of good cheer, because God is sovereign and He's also merciful, and He will surely fulfill His purpose for whatever it is that we are going through today. And can you imagine the life of Pharaoh? God showing him less favor, but that is to show His power, so that His name will be honored, so that people will know who He is, so that His name will be proclaimed in all the earth. He is sovereign, He is merciful, and His purpose will prevail. Now, I don't know what you are going through today, but I want to encourage you with this word today, that God knows what He is doing in your life. And He is doing it because He loves you and He is merciful. Now, you might not be able to understand everything that is happening, that are transpiring in your life, and you might have a lot of questions. It's okay to ask questions. That's why Paul actually asked these questions, hard questions that people are afraid to ask, and yet he asked them. Why? Because he knew that God is sovereign. Not only is he sovereign, he's also merciful, and his purpose will be fulfilled. Now, I remember just the word in Isaiah where he says, you know, "My word will never return to me void. It will accomplish its purpose by which it was sent." See, everything that is happening in our lives today, whatever it is that we are going through today, I hope that you will remember that God is sovereign. He knows what is happening in your life. He is not surprised by what is going on in your life. But you know what? He's also merciful. He always acts in accordance to His purpose and His character. You know, some people today have not just lost their jobs, lost their business. Some people today have lost their loved ones. And I am sure they have questions. But I hope and pray that they will be able to, you know, wrestle with what is happening with them and bring it to God and see the hand of God moving and working in their lives. And I want to leave you with this thought. God is sovereign and merciful in fulfilling His purpose. He will fulfill His purpose in your life at this moment. This current reality that you are facing right now, God has a purpose. You have to go back all the way to chapter 8. He says, "For all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called." Again, that word again. Called according to His purpose. As I end, I hope and pray that you will see God in a different way today, in whatever you are going through. And I just want to pray for some people today. And if you're here today and you are discouraged because of what is going on in your life, and parang hindi na kaya alam ni God yung ginagawa niya, let me remind you that He is sovereign, He is ruling, but He is also merciful. And He is looking at you with mercy. And if you cry out to Him, He will extend His mercy to you and fulfill the purpose, His purpose in your life. Let me just pray for you right now. Lord, I just want to pray and ask that you will minister, Lord, to these people who are at the verge of giving up in their faith. Lord, I pray that may you remind them that you are seated on the throne, Lord, that your word, your purpose will prevail in their lives. And Lord, that you are merciful, Lord, that you are loving, Lord, that you know what you are doing in their lives, and that you are going to turn this around for the good. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage them today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know what I so love about this chapter, this particular chapter in Romans, is the way Paul ended it in chapter 11. You see, when we think that we figured out, we got it all figured out, when we think that, you know, we can just understand everything, Paul burst into praise. Okay, let me read this to you, and I will end with this one today, and I want to just pray for all of us. Verse 33 of chapter 11, it says, "Oh, the depth of the great, the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable are His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has been His counselor, or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? From Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." You see, Paul ended these chapters with that song and exaltation that this is who God is. We will not be able to understand everything that God is doing in our lives, but we can be rest assured that He is sovereign, that He is merciful, that He is doing something great, and that He will fulfill His purpose in our lives. I pray that we will end up worshiping Him and praising Him for who He is. We might not be able to understand His ways, but we can always know who He is, and He is sovereign and merciful. You know, I already prayed for a group of people earlier, but let me pray for another group of people today. Maybe you're here today and you have never surrendered your life to Christ. Jesus came, He died, and He rose from the grave. And maybe you're saying, you know, oh man, is God's mercy on me? Will He extend His mercy to me? You know what, if you're listening to this word and then you open your heart to the Lord today, His mercy is upon you. His compassion is upon you. Will you surrender your life to Christ today? Will you allow Him to be the Lord and the Savior of your life? May you allow Him to be the one to rule in your life. If that is you, would you just pray this simple prayer with me? Wherever you are, just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, today I acknowledge that You are sovereign and that You are merciful and that You came to die on the cross for my sin. And Lord, today I surrender my life. I open my heart to receive You to be my Lord and my Savior. Lord, may You rule and reign in my life. Lord, help me experience Your mercy and Your compassion for the rest of my life. Lord, I thank You for the forgiveness of my sin. Thank You for the Holy Spirit that You have given me so that I can live victoriously. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, if you pray that simple prayer sincerely, we would love to hear about that decision you made. Will you please message us on the chat and just say, I prayed that prayer today. I'd love someone to help me with my walk with God. Will you do that? Or if you're here for the first time joining us and you're not part of a Victory group, or you're not sure exactly what we are and what we do, would you message us as well in the chat box? And we would love to connect with you. And if you've been with us and you've not been part of a Victory group, we would love you to be a part of a Victory group to help you grow in your walk with God. Again, you know, take the picture of the QR code or you know, messages on Facebook. We want to help you in your walk with God. I pray that all of us today, you know, and for the rest of the week, will just, you know, enjoy the truth of who God is, that He is sovereign, but He is also merciful, and that He will fulfill His purpose in our lives. Let me just pray a prayer of blessing for all of us today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.